Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Stelina. Together, we are moms to 5 children, including 2 sets of twins.
At Tweet Dreams, we are passionate about helping families achieve the peaceful night's rest they deserve because we were formerly overwhelmed and sleep deprived ourselves.
We love nothing more than helping families achieve their specific sleep goals
so the whole family can be rested and thriving.
On this podcast, you'll not just hear about sleep-related topics. We'll chat about how it started,
where we are today,
and the experiences that have shaped us as mothers of twins.
We hope you'll enjoy listening to the ups and downs,
the highs and lows, and everything in between.
Hello, welcome back. It's Lindsay and Stelina. We are here with another episode of Twin Life with Tweet Dreams, and today we're going to talk about a very twin-related topic that might apply to you, and we both have our opinions and experiences about this, Stelina specifically, so I cannot wait to hear more from you on this. We're going to chat today about if we want a baby after twins, what happens if we have a baby after twins, what some of our thought processes are if we have control over making that decision. As you guys know, Stelina is a mom of 3. She has her just 3-year-old twins and her 19-month-old son.
That's right. Yep.
Ish. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they were very, very close together. We've shared before that both of us went through the journey of infertility, right? To get our twins in general. And yeah, I'm excited to talk about this. Like, please share with us how that looked. Maybe you are in a different boat than another family who like physically decided to have the baby. Your little guy was a little bit of a surprise. So please share.
He was. Yes. So like you said, my twins are 3 now and my son's 19 months. So they're right around 17 months apart. So like a year and a half apart. So extremely close in age, right? So like you said, having the twins took, you know, a decent amount of time, had some losses before. Definitely took, I'd say, probably years to, you know, conceive them, have them, and all that whole process, right? So definitely wasn't quick or easy. So thankfully, the twins got here healthy, amazing, awesome, had a little bit of a NICU stay, which we talked about in a previous episode. But overall, I was doing like fine. We had a nanny at that point too to help us. So that definitely, you know, took a little bit off my shoulders. And I was kind of in that like, I don't know, twin bliss stage, you could say. My twins were finally sleeping through the night, right around 4.5, 5 months old. I could like, you know, see some light, was happier, you know, starting to lose some baby weight, moving around, just like starting to feel like myself again. So like life was good. And I remember thinking to myself and even my husband, we couldn't like really answer this question. Like, do we want to have another baby? Do we not? I think we felt really lucky to have twins because we knew we wanted 2 kids for sure. And I really think that if I hadn't had twins first, I probably would have only had 2 kids, truthfully, just from how much I just dislike being pregnant. I don't think I would have done it a 3rd time. So my son's extremely lucky to be here, you know, in that regard. So, you know, we had talked about it and we were both kind of like, well, definitely not 100% yes, but definitely not 100% no either. So I think looking back at that, if you're not 100% no, then you're probably a yes in that aspect. Like, yeah, I could have another baby. Like, I think the desire was there. I felt like I'm taking care of twins, like 2 babies at once, like one baby must be a breeze. Like I could totally do this again, like if it were to happen, right? Like if the stars aligned and it happened.
You also had like time to like not feel like you had to make a decision like that moment.
For sure.
Like,
yeah, no,
you're young,
for sure.
You were young or you still are young.
No,
right?
I was like 31. So yeah, definitely not.
Yes. Not like you're like 39 and like, oh my gosh, like I have to like weigh all those factors. And so, yeah.
Yeah. So I definitely didn't feel like pressure. No, for lack of a better word. So yeah, the twins were doing great. Like, you know, we clearly weren't using protection and lo and behold, I got pregnant. I think the twins were 8 or 9 months and I was incredibly shocked because I was kind of tracking my ovulation just from like a period standpoint to make sure I was getting like a normal period. And I fully believed I was not pregnant at that moment in time just because of the way the calendar looked and everything like that. So I was shocked that I ended up getting pregnant when they were 9 months. I had definitely mixed feelings because I think about having another baby versus like actually being pregnant and like, holy crap, this is like a reality now, is a lot different, two different feelings, right? So I was, you know, a little bit upset about it, I guess you could say, but I was happy in the sense like, okay, I guess we're supposed to have another baby. You know, we did have two girls, and I know my husband totally wanted to have a boy, even though he was like, I'll be happy with anything. It's fine. I love my girls. But I know that he definitely had like a little bit of a desire to have a boy. So if we had boy girl twins, who knows, maybe we would have been like, no, we're fine. So, you know, it was a long pregnancy. I definitely did not enjoy the pregnancy part of it at all. I'm not going to lie about that. There's nothing I really enjoyed about it. Like, I just don't like being pregnant. I don't like restriction. I don't like gaining weight. I was also trying to take care of twins at the same time. So that was a big struggle. I'm not going to lie to anybody who's thinking about having a baby after twins. Taking care of twins and being pregnant is not easy. Okay. Luckily, it's temporary. So if you want to have a baby after twins, that's the only thing that got me through it, temporary. And luckily or not luckily, my son was a month early. So I think he kind of spared me in that regard. He was like, all right, lady, I know that you want to be done with this. Like, I'm just going to come out today. So yeah, he came 36 weeks and definitely had a little bit of a traumatic birth with him too, which I've talked about in previous episodes. So I won't really get into that, but luckily he's fine now. So let's get into like actually him being here, having like a third after twins. So my twins were 17 months, almost on the dot, when he was born. So they were definitely babies still. Like, I would consider them babies. Like, they were my babies, but it was crazy to see the size difference. Like, I remember having this little newborn and then having my 17-month-olds, and I was like, oh my God, they're not babies. Like, they're huge compared to this little baby, right? But definitely still, like, the understanding wasn't there. Like, they could say baby and they were pretending to feed him, kind of, but they really didn't understand like how he got here, why he was here. So there was definitely like some jealousy. I could tell, like, what the heck? My mom is holding another baby. What's going on? However, I was really thankful that they had each other because their life hadn't changed too much. You know, I still put them in the playpen together. I still had their meal times. I still had a nanny to help me with them. So I'm really thankful that they had each other because obviously, I'm in the situation of twins, then another baby, but I know probably a more common situation is one and then twins. And I don't know which one is, you know, easier or more difficult, but I was happy that my twins were number one and two, because they did have each other to kind of play with. And they always shared attention versus having one who was like, the one, and now you're sharing attention like with two other kids. What the heck? So yeah, I mean, it was definitely really hard in the beginning. It's still hard now, but I can definitely see the light a little bit better now that my twins are three. They're a little bit more independent. They're potty trained. I've kind of gone through all these milestones with two. So when my son is in like a really difficult stage, I can be like, okay, well, we got through it with two babies, two toddlers. We can definitely get through it with him. They're starting to play now a little bit better. I will say, when I was pregnant and in the early days, people would always be like, don't worry, it's going to be fine. Like, you forget like how easy, quote unquote, a newborn is. Like, they don't move that much. They sleep a lot. Like, you'll have time still for the twins. And I was like, yeah, guys, like, I'm not overly concerned about a newborn other than the sleep. I know I can like take care of a baby that doesn't move that much. Okay, fine. I am like more concerned about when he is a toddler, when he's like 12 months, 13, 14 months, and the twins are like two and a half. That is my concern level. So I think I was right because I remember distinctly when he turned like 13, 14 months, you know, he was in that hard stage and he still is in a hard stage. I think that the 13 to 18 month, even up till two and a half, is like a really difficult time for me personally. They can't communicate that well, but they know what they want. They can't tell you. very unsafe stage, in my opinion. They can climb, but they don't understand. They don't have like depth perception. So it's very easy for them to fall.
No impulse control, nothing.
Yeah, no impulse control. Still like put stuff in his mouth. So like he knows what he's not supposed to put up in his mouth, but he still does. So I still have to have like all eyes on him at all times.
No, you're like in like, you're like a referee. You're like,
oh yes.
You're looking here. You're looking there. You're anticipating. Uh-huh. You're like, I just, especially with, you went through that with twins, like your head's on a freaking swivel.
Oh yeah. I am like, right? Like people will bring like random toys into my house, maybe for Easter or something, like something with small things that could come off of it. Maybe like a battery that could come off. And I'm just like, nope, trash. Like I'm not, I can't even have that thing in my house that he could potentially hurt himself with, because I'm pulled in a lot of directions. So I try to make sure things I do to try to make my life easier, I guess you could say, with three kids is I try to make sure that the spaces that they're in are really safe. So you've seen my playroom. I mean, I have padded floor, like I have a gate. I don't have anything in that playroom that if he were to put it in his mouth, knock on wood, like I'm 99.9% sure there's nothing in there unless it like got in there without my knowledge that he could like really hurt himself. Okay. So I try to just have like a really safe space. I try to prep the meals in advance. We do like really easy breakfasts and lunch here. Like we do frozen pancakes. We do grilled cheese. We do peanut butter and jelly. We do mac and cheese. I mean, that is just things that we do to make our lives easier. I know they like those foods. They're really easy to prepare. Dinner, toss up, could be a pasta, pizza, fish sticks. They've kind of been liking salmon lately, which is really easy to cook. So I try not to put too much pressure on myself for like the things that I can make easier for myself. Like would I love my kids to be having like all these gourmet meals that like maybe my mom cooked for me because I was a singleton until I was six? Yes, I think that would be great. And when she cooks for them, she makes them those crazy things. But for me, I'm just trying to make my life as easy as possible here. Obviously the sleep was number one. So I got him sleeping through the night right around four and a half months old. Here to tell you it's much easier to get one baby sleeping through the night than two. So hooray to that. I lived it. Definitely easier to feed one baby at once. So I'm really grateful that I had, you know, that experience as well with one baby, because I do remember with the twins, I did have that desire to be like, how is it to have one baby? Like, only deal with one. Like, is it really easier?
Hey girl, are you tired? Not only tired from lack of sleep, but tired from searching all over the internet for sleep advice that's specific to your twins? Here at Tweet Dreams, we know that twin-specific advice and routines should be easy to find and access. And that's why we are a one-stop shop for you as a sleep resource. Our blog is chock full of advice for twins when it comes to naps, night weaning, sleeping through the night, and so much more. Not sure where to start? Be sure to grab our free twin sleep guide available for download today. This guide will walk you through an optimal bedtime routine, how to keep them synced throughout the day, and how to keep a routine going. As twin moms, we know how special those breaks are, and we want you to have them. Check out the show notes to grab your copy.
And, you know, it definitely came with its struggles because I had twins, but luckily I had help too. My nanny, who's an angel on earth, love her, love this woman. So I was able to spend, you know, that one-on-one time with one baby that I think I was, you know, it was kind of taken away from me with the twins. I never really got to like contact nap with twins. Like what, how do you even do that? I was never able to like hold them in a rocker. So I really like took that time with him, especially because I knew and I know can confirm that we are not going to have any more children. So I was like, oh, like I'm going to take this time to like hold this baby on me because I don't know when the next time I'm going to be able to hold a little baby like this is, right? Like maybe when my brother has a child, I'll be able to do that. So who knows when that's going to be. So, you know, what I would like to do eventually is talk to somebody who's in my shoes, but is like further down the line, you know, because what I do look forward to is, you know, your twins are six and we always talk about how like they're at a great stage and I kind of envy you a little bit because, you know, they just roll with it. To a certain degree, they're obviously super verbal, can explain stuff, you know, within reason. So I'm really looking forward to the time where like my twins are six and he's like four and a half or even older and older, right? Because we can just get up, go do stuff. They're all the same age pretty much within reason. I mean, my son is super tall, you know that. So even at this point, they're starting to look a little bit like triplets. Okay, not gonna lie. They could in a year, they could probably
interesting.
They could probably pass for triplets pretty soon because
you should probably just like play a joke on people all the time and be like, yeah, triplets.
Oh, I talk about that with my nanny all the time because she's like, he's so tall. Like he's definitely gonna look like a triplet in a little bit. And you know, when people say stuff to you like out and about and you're just like busy and triplet moms, like,
I'm sure,
I don't even know what you people deal with.
No, but, like, I'm sure you get so much attention. Like twin moms alone get so much attention. Like, are they twins or are they identical? Like, oh, how did you birth them? Like, how many minutes are they apart?
Yep,
like,
I know.
All the questions. And you're like, seriously.
Yeah. So if somebody's like, are they triplets at the grocery store? I might just say, yep, I'm going to move on with my life here because I'm not even going to tell you that, no, I had twins and then I had another one 17 months later. And like, blah, 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 blah. Like, we're not getting into this. Yeah. They're all siblings. They're all related.
Tell you your life story. Yeah.
They're all related.
Right.
But
right.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of like what I like to say is like ran through the fire instead of walk through it. You know, like the twins were still in diapers. I had three in diapers for a very long time. But you know what? We were already buying diapers. We were already changing diapers. Like changing one more diaper wasn't that big of a deal, honestly. Like some people are like, oh my God, three in diapers. And it's like, well, we already had two in diapers. So diapers, like not that big of a deal to me. Okay. Like the formula, sure. Like that was annoying because I had like a really high, you know, grocery bill, Target bill, I guess you could call it, to like look for all this formula and constantly have that. But I hadn't even gotten rid of the bottles from the twins at that point. So we just reused it. In some sense, it was easier to just not get out of the baby stage because I think about like if I were to have a baby now or in a few years from now, like, sure, I think that has
start from scratch.
Yeah, I think that has its benefits for sure. But like at this point, once I get rid of the baby toys and send them to donation, they're out. They're out of my house. Like once I remove this changing table that I really don't even need anymore because I changed my son like kind of standing up or however I can like change his diaper at this point. We don't even use a changing table anymore. Like it's gone. Like we're done with it. Like the bassinets, we're out. Like we don't have to go back and see what's the new thing people are buying. Like what car seat is safe now.
Right.
Like we kind of just, we're in it. Our minds like never forgot about it. And we ran through it. Like my husband would always say to me, okay, we just got to get through these milestones. Like these annoying milestones, I guess you could call them, like these little ones that like we just have to get through, like the learning how to walk and like continuously falling and worrying about like if they're hurting each other, like worrying about like, are they being verbal enough? Like, are they okay? Like we just get through it and then we're just running through the fire. We're just running through it. We don't have to like tiptoe, like, okay, like we'll have a baby every couple of years and like, sure, maybe it's a little easier, but like we're constantly like just getting pregnant again. And you know, that's how we really saw the positive in it, because if we didn't look at the positive of this situation constantly, I don't know if we would be alive, truthfully. So,
yeah,
you know,
your mindset, yeah, your mindset, your expectations, like you have to manage those or you'll go crazy, right?
Yep. And honestly, maybe we would have decided not to have another baby if we had gotten to the point we are now. Obviously, I don't know because I'm not in that circumstance, but the twins are at a really good stage right now. So maybe we would have said like, you know what, we're hanging it up, forget it. Like, do we really want to go back? And then we would have missed out on this beautiful opportunity of my son who like I love and am obsessed with. And sometimes, you know, he pushes all of our buttons. I think the third does that, people say. I don't know. It's true.
Yeah.
But yeah, do you want to speak to your experience a little bit? Like, were you thinking of ever having a third? Like, is it on your mind still? Tell us about that.
Well, I shared on like the very first episodes of this podcast, like what our infertility journey looked like. I was never a person who just wanted to be a mom from like the get-go. It was almost like once you start sort of trying and then it's not happening, it like naturally makes you like more invested in it, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Because it's like, it feels unattainable. There's something wrong with you. You have to take all these steps to like get a baby. You can't even just do it the old fashioned way, which is very frustrating. Right. So like once I became like invested into that and like, you know, reaching out to doctors and seeing specialists and stuff, like I definitely was like, I want this. I envision a child. Like, I want to do that with my husband. So that kind of like was how I got into motherhood. And then honestly, going from 0 to 2 was like pretty traumatic for me. Like, not gonna lie, I just struggle with anxiety. I have like very, very low tolerance for sleep deprivation. I had no clue what I was doing. I knew nothing about sleep. I knew nothing about being mom. I knew nothing. Okay. So to think that I would have another child in there, absolutely not. I was thinking about this, like kind of preparing for this episode, that maybe until they were 4. Mm-hmm. Okay. So from 0, 1, 2, and 3, I had no capacity mentally or physically to add another child. Also, I wasn't that in the circumstance where I could just say, hey, do you want to have another kid? Sweet. Let's get pregnant next month.
Right.
Which nobody really can say that, because even if you have a child very easily the first time, you can have secondary infertility. Like, we know this, nothing's ever certain. And I just felt like if we were to decide to maybe do it, I'd have to go through the whole like hormonal, the whole process again. And then I get 2 follicles again, and then I wouldn't survive a double set of twins. So never was it in my wheelhouse. Were we taking precautions not to have a child? Probably. I wasn't on any birth control, but we just, you know, sort of did what people do to make sure you probably aren't having one, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I recently, maybe a year ago, finally got back on birth control, because not to prevent a pregnancy, but for my hormonal health, I was beyond like having like 10 days of like PMDD, what I call it, like super bad premenstrual symptoms. And now I'm like so much better.
That's great.
But anyways, yes, yes. Saving grace there. So I would say maybe when they were 4, and I shared with you before, like on their 4th birthday, I felt like the clouds parted. Like
so
the
nice.
Sun came out.
One more year
and
for
I
me.
I was like, I know. Like 3, you'll see hints of it. You'll see glimpses of it. You'll have little periods of it. But then you're like, oh, just kidding. Like, we're still 3 years old.
Yeah, I know. I was reminded of that the other day.
It happens less and less often, I should say.
I agree.
Right? Like you said, like, why is this morning the way it is? And I'm like, well, because she's 3. Okay. But it's going to happen less and less, more peaceful periods, et cetera. So when they were 4, I just felt like, wow, like we've arrived. Things are so much easier, peaceful. I remember one time, we have neighbors that are like across the street, and this was like right after COVID maybe had lifted a little bit. They had just moved in, and she like came knocking on our door, and she's like, hey, we have like all these toys and like stuffed animals. She has 3 girls, twins, and then like an older one. We have all these toys we want to get rid of. Do you want to come look at them? And I was like, yeah. Like I think they were probably 3. We go over there, and it's like a Saturday morning. This mom is like sipping her coffee. Like one of the girls, these girls are like 8th grade, 9th grade.
Okay.
They're like making breakfast, like watching Harry Potter. There's like some jazz music in the background.
Wow.
And I was like, holy crap. Is this like what people's lives actually look like? Like I was so jealous of their peace.
Yes.
Which, it was a 5-minute glimpse into their household. Like,
so who really knows?
They had like 3. No one knows. They had 3 teenage girls, but I just remember feeling so jealous of that. And like, my personality, I strive so much for calm. Okay. I don't like chaos at all. So to see that, I was like, there's no way I can go back and add another variable into my equation. Okay. Plus my age, I am not a spring chicken over here, not going to lie. So I took that into account, the fertility into account, but that was really what just helped solidify my decision. But it doesn't mean I wasn't sad about it.
Right.
Right. I mean, I thought all the time, just like you said, rocking and holding one baby, because I didn't get any of that.
Right.
With my twins. I just didn't.
I know.
And even when I like tried and like maybe even set it up to like, oh, I'm going to rock this one. The other one's going to be in the crib, or the other one's going to be in the swing, or the other one's going to be in the bassinet. It backfired 100% of the time.
Like maybe I got 2 seconds.
Like 1.5 minutes before somebody was crying. And then I was crying. Right. So yeah, I mean, I definitely think I've shared some reels back a couple years ago about the twin mom who is just enough with the twins, but we do have a space in our heart for maybe that baby that we never had because we just financially weren't able to do it, physically aren't able to do it, emotionally not able to do it. So yeah, I mean,
I get it. I think it's nice, like in the sense, like for me, like I know the desire is not there anymore. Like it's a hard no. Like it's weird when you know you're done having kids and there's not even like that 1 or 2% that's like, oh, I could maybe have another baby. Like, you know, those crazy people that have like 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I don't, props to you people. I couldn't do it, but I know some people that do it great. When you're done, for me anyway, I'm like done. Like check. No, like that is not there. Like it's not anywhere in me anymore. And I'm just like actually very grateful for that because I can close the chapter and just be like, no, we're done. Like we're happy family. Like my kids have 2 siblings, like one, you know, each of them has 2 siblings, which I think is really nice because I only had 1 sibling and I always wondered what it would be like, you know, to have another one. I'm really happy my twin girls have a brother. So, you know, I'm happy about it. But I also think that we are just so blessed to have twins, like in the beginning. You know, it's really just such an experience. And the twins just have something that no other kids have. You know, they can't, they don't know what it's like to be alone. Like they just always have each other, which is just remarkable in itself. So I don't think there's any right or wrong to wanting to have a baby or maybe wanting to and not having another baby after twins because it is a lot of work. It's a lot of stress on the body. So there's like no right or wrong answer. But either way, you know, you'll get through it if you decide to have another baby after twins. I'm here to tell you that I'm alive. It's doable. Definitely try to get some help aligned before if you can. That is something that really, really helped me. I got a great, amazing new nanny when the twins were 15 months. So I had her for 2 months before my son was born. And that really was allowed me to take a, like a nice deep breath and be like, I think we're going to be okay. Like, I think we're going to be able to do it.
Flow.
Yeah. So that helped
me. And I mean, shout out to those moms that might be listening to be like, oh, hey guys, we just wanted to have one more baby after our singleton and surprise, we got 2 because that's a whole other dynamic when you're trying to raise twins and you have the toddler because wow. Right. So definitely shout out to you guys. If we could have maybe a mom that is in that circumstance that would want to come, you know, chat with us about that, we would definitely be open to that because that's a whole other backwards dynamic. And you just maybe were like, oh, let's have a second. And then boom, you got 2. And that probably rocked that toddler's world like 1,000%, you know? Okay. That's all we have on this topic. It's definitely something that we all think about. We see on social media sometimes. So whatever your decision, just like Stelina said, like it's the right one, whether it was maybe a personal choice, like you actually got to make the choice, or maybe it just didn't happen for you that you could have another one, or you did, whatever your story is. So, okay, guys, we'll let you go. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week on another episode with us. Take care. Bye-bye.
If you liked this episode and conversation, be sure to leave a review or rating. Share it with a friend on social media or a family member. It's our goal to reach as many parents of multiples and singletons alike. You're not alone in your parenting journey. If you'd like to hear about a specific topic or have an episode idea, please feel free to message us. We're here to help.